لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، محمد رسول الله، علي ولي الله.
أيها المؤمنون، السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الأول قبل الإنشاء والإحياء والآخر بعد فناء الأشياء، تفرد بالأولية والقدم، وسم كل شيء ما عداه بالفناء والعدم، كما قال عز شأنه: كل شيء هالك إلا وجهه، وكل نفس ذائقة الموت، وقال: كل من عليها فان، ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. ونشهد أن الأئمة من ولده أئمة الهدى وكلمة التقوى وأعلام الورى. صلى الله على بقية الله الأعظم حجة ابن الحسن، أرواحنا وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفدا، الذي بيمنه رزق الورى. واللعنة على أعدائهم أعداء الله من يومنا هذا إلى يوم لقاء الله. قال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين، وهو أصدق القائلين وقوله الحق: بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أتعلمون الله بدينكم، والله يعلم ما في السماوات وما في الأرض، والله بكل شيء عليم. أما بعد، أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. My dear brothers and sisters, let us recite the reminder that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in Surah Mubarakah Hujurat, in the beginning with the introduction of Mu'mineen. In the previous verse, Allah has said, Innamal Mu'minun, that Mu'mineen are those alladhina amanu billahi wa rasulihi, those who believe in Allah and His apostle, thumma lam yartabu, and they do not have any doubts and confusion in this matter. وَجَاهَدُوا بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ, and they strive with their wealth and with themselves, with their souls, فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الصَّادِقُونَ, these are the true believers. These are the testified people by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as being mu'min. When that has been said in this verse, as the true believers are with these conditions, that they believe in Allah and His Messenger, and after that they never have any kind of the doubts in their minds, and they always strive for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah said it, then these are the only, those who can be said are sadiq or truthful mu'mineen. Then of course there is another point, that those who actually like to pretend that they are Muslim or mu'min, those who try to show off, and they would like to be in the community or within the Muslims and claiming that they are mu'min and Muslim. Claims before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are not acceptable, and they have no value, because Allah knows the secrets of the hearts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about the secrets of our minds, and when it's known and all the secrets are known by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so what is the value of anybody claiming? You know, sometimes we think that our belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a favor for Allah, for the Messenger. But sometimes we think that we would like to teach religion to somebody, or to come to Prophet, peace be upon him, and stating that, you know, we believe in Allah. We are the people, those who accepted Islam, and now you have to give some sort of value. So the people, those who used to come before Prophet, peace be upon him, and they started stating that they have accepted Islam. They started making those claims that they have accepted Islam. So in the reply, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down this verse, that is the verse after I've recited before, قُلْ أَتُعَلِّمُونَ اللَّهَ بِدِينِكُمْ, that say, O Prophet, to these people that do you like to teach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with your religion, that you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You know what it means, teaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So nobody can teach Allah that I am a religious person. Similarly is teaching the Prophet, peace be upon him, I'm religious. Prophet knows about that. You know, there are two kinds of people, those who come and display their religion before Awliya, before the Prophet, and before A'imma alayhi salam. One are the righteous people, those who come before Prophet sometime, before the A'imma alayhi salam, or maybe sometime before Ulama, because they would like to be corrected. They would like to display what they believe, and they would like to ask that, can you please look at our belief? Is that correct, what we believe? Is there anything wrong? Can you please correct us? Can you please guide us? So to seek the guidance, if somebody comes and makes a display of their belief or their practices, that is one of the good practice, of course, one needs to do, and everybody needs to be encouraged that they have to go and make that effort that their belief can be corrected in this world, knowing that it's important. Sometimes most of things are even not belief, they are maybe imaginations. There can be something that we really believe that religion never testifies that, and it is not from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's just our thought. We have gathered some sort of thought and we started calling that as a belief. That's not a belief even. So display of the religion and pretending the religion before somebody in order to correct, that is some of the good action, and it's the best practice that one needs to do that in order to learn about religion. But sometimes we come to teach somebody, teaching ulama, teaching the maraji, that, you know, that is what I know. Saying in a form that I am true believer, you know, making those kind of claims. When you see somebody that makes claims a lot, then we have to be really careful about those kind of people, because a believer never makes claims. He's not the person that who comes outside and says that, you know, this is what I do. I pray Nafila, Salatul Layl. I try to fast most of the time. I am the one. So this is that you need to be careful about that. When people came to Prophet, peace be upon him, of course, those group of people, those who came to the Prophet, peace be upon him, after the verse it was said, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الصَّادِقُونَ, then they tried to make their false claim as true. They wanted to say that we are really believer. And Allah is replying, قُلْ أَتُعَلِّمُونَ اللَّهَ بِدِينِكُمْ, are you teaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with their religion? So isn't that interesting that claim was made before Prophet, peace be upon him? Reply is coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They never went saying to Allah, they came to Prophet. They were speaking with the Prophet, peace be upon him. And Allah is replying like speaking with the Prophet. This your claim with the Prophet, peace be upon him, is like making a claim before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your teaching to the Messenger is like teaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you like to show off before Prophet, peace be upon him, this show off is not show off to Messenger. it's not Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you are actually making that big deal that you believe. أَتُعَلِّمُونَ اللَّهَ بِدِينِكُمْ. Do you really like to teach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with your religion? وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who knows about what it is in the skies and what is it's in the earth. When the one who knows about everything, so there are two kind of the parts of the verse in the same verse. One that Allah said, whatever it is in the skies, whatever is in the earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows better about that. So you don't need to show off before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't need to pretend before Allah that you are religious people. You don't need to say that I am believer, because there is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about that. Teaching Allah is like showing your eyes to the sun. It has no meaning. He knows about that. He knows everything. But at the end it's been said, وَاللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a knower of everything. Isn't that interesting that before that he said, he knows whatever is in the skies, whatever it's in the earth, he knows about that. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ. He knows about that. And then again, he said, وَاللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. Allah knows about every single thing. So there are two kinds of knowledge. One is the knowledge that is knowledge about outside, knowledge about the things itself. And second is details about that thing. Anything that it has, its qualities. A detailed knowledge is also before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he is the only knower about everything. He knows about everything. Allah bi kulli shay'in alim. When he is knower of everything, then what is the value of this mind that you like to make before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You cannot make up. You may make up for a while in this world, but a day you are going to be standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a day when everything of our life will become witness. Our eyes will be witness against us. Our mind will be witness against us. There is the day that everything will be known, that Allah knows about that. Today, we may try to make up, but let us get out of this makeup and showing off, having the real faith. Real faith is important. And real faith does not mean that you should go and say before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, teach somebody else or to pretend about that, but real faith, it means to practice according to that and being committed every day, getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why in the second verse again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, Balillahu yamunnu alaykum an hadakum yamunnuna alayka an aslamu. They come before you and they try to make some sort of a favor to you. They try to say that, you know, there were groups and tribes, as today sometimes maybe somebody comes that, you know, I became member of community, I am the one that I try to do this and that, so makes claims and tries to say that it's kind of favor to you. You know, we were being supportive to the leadership, for example. Sometimes people, they say, so if you were being supportive to the Prophet or supportive to the leadership, is that something that you have to claim about that? You have to speak about that? That is a favor to yourself. Quran says, يَمُنُّونَ عَلَيْكَ أَنْ أَسْلَمُوا. They try to make this a favor to you that they have submitted, they have accepted Islam. Accepting Islam is not a favor before Allah. It's not favor towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a favor to you. You are being favored. لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ قَدْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. This was minnat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whenever you are capable to do something, at that time you need to think that, thanks Allah, you have given me opportunity. What sort of favor you can give to somebody? Sometimes you try to claim something, as you try to claim insurance, for example. You know, when you join with insurance company, tomorrow you're going to write it down that this is the claim that I would like to make it. Are you going to make a claim before Allah? Are you going to make a claim before the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? No, there is no claim for that. The real claim is for us, that he's going to make this claim for us, that he would say that بَلِلَّهُ يَمُنُّ عَلَيْكُمْ, there is Allah that is favored to you. In أَنْ هَدَاكُمُ الْإِيمَانِ, he has gifted you this iman. Belief is a gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that keep that as a gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Allah, may Allah forgive us all. May Allah give us the real iman. Guide us towards the right path. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us more favors to increase our iman. May Allah bring our iman to the perfect level. I ask Allah that may we leave this world, we leave with iman. We'll be raised with the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وعافنا واعف عنا في الدنيا والآخرة إنك على كل شيء قدير. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا. الله أكبر. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى وصي رسول رب العالمين أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب وعلى سيدتنا فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى السيدين الشبابين الإمامين الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي عليهم الصلاة والسلام. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على مولانا صاحب الزمان ماحي آثار البدع والطغيان. اللهم عجل فرجه وسهل مخرجه واجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره. أما بعد، أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. وقال مولانا إمام الكاظم عليه الصلاة والسلام: وقل الحق قل الحق وإن كان فيه هلاكك فإن فيه نجاتك، ودع الباطل وإن كان فيه نجاتك فإن فيه هلاكك. As we are very close to the day for the martyrdom of the seventh Imam, the Imam who suffered in all his life for the sake of Islam and has gone through many trials, all the life that was full of the trials, I would like to take benefits of one of hadith from our seventh Imam. As he said, always say the truth. قُلِ الْحَقِّ, always say the right. وَإِنْ كَانَ فِيهِ هَلَاكُكُ, even in this matter it is your destruction, it is death for you. فَإِنَّ فِيهِ نِجَاتُكُ, be sure that that is the only the path of your salvation, that is the only the path of your being saved. وَدَعِ الْبَاطِلَ, and stay away from any falsehood. وَإِنْ كَانَ فِيهِ نِجَاتُكُ, even if that is going to save your life and save you, save your properties. فَإِنَّ فِيهِ هَلَاكُكُ, you must be sure that this is going to be your real destruction in this world and in after. So brothers and sisters, always stand with the truth. Always say the truth. That can be sometimes harmful for us, but that is the lesson that we have learned from A'imma alayhimus salam. We are the followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. That they have spent whole their life for speaking the truth, and for speaking the truth they have been in the prisons. They have lived in the difficult life. All the sufferings of A'imma alayhimus salam, that were because they were righteous people and they were standing for their right, and that is why they have to go through the prison after prison and going through the tortures after the tortures. And if these tortures in this world can be for the sake of truth, then we need to welcome those tortures and we need to stand for that, because the real salvation in the other world, the real nijat, is going to be in practicing the truth. I would like to say condolences to all mu'mineen and mu'minat for the martyrdom of seventh imam. And also we are very close to the day of the Bi'sat, one of the day that has given us life. As a Muslim, the day of Bi'sat, that means the day when Allah has spoken with us. The day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started sending the message that was the final testament for all human being. That is the day when we were being raised again. This is the day that Allah has provided us life to our minds, life to our hearts. This is the day of inspiration to the humanity, and wahi was being revealed. The beginning of the wahi, that is the day of the Bi'sat. Beginning of the prophethood, that means the beginning of a new life for the human being. This is the day of liberation for the human being. Although today people, they use those terminologies that are best of the terminologies, sometimes saying liberation for the humanity. This liberation, it has happened on the day when personality was being appointed to be the final prophet who liberated the people from the slavery and gave them a complete freedom. So Eid al-Bayt is one of the great celebration, brothers and sisters, and we really need to look at the meaning and reasoning of the prophethood and follow the path of Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Past week our school at Al-Hadi had graduation, and our students from various grades have graduated to their different grades, and there were students, those who have graduated from school to go to the college and university. I would like to say congratulations to all brothers and sisters and parents. Their children have graduated, and also I would like to say congratulations to administration of Al-Hadi. I would like to say congratulations to the school staff and teachers, those who were working during the year to nurture the minds of children and teach them and educate them. I hope that these children are going to be best asset for our community in the future. And if our children with the best grades go to the universities and colleges, definitely it will bring the name of Islam and Muslims. And if they are going to be in the colleges and universities with Islamic identity, which is important, that in the speeches that I've heard from the students, that was one of the most important thing, that even students have realized that school is working for our Islamic identity. And Islam and faith has been gifted to them, and they will go with this best gift from this school. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless our children, and may Allah make our generation, next generation, as the generation of Islam, generation of Imam Zaman, ajrallahu farajahu sharif. As I have insisted past week as well, a week is being designated in the holy month of Shaban with the name of Imam Zaman as the week of Mahdaviyat. Brothers and sisters, this week a list of programs is being displayed outside. You can look at the program, but it's not a program, of course. It is a move that we need to make towards the reappearance of Imam, and we need to prepare ourselves. It is a program for the preparation that we can all realize how important is today's age and who is Imam of the age, teaching to our children and giving this message to outside community that we are the people, those who are with the Imamate and leadership. We live under the leadership. We are not self-grown trees, but we are the trees, those who grow under the leadership of Imam and live under the leadership of Imam. There are two kinds of trees. Some of them, they grow in the desert, and they are self-grown trees. Shia is not kind of Muslim that they are self-growing trees. They are always living under the leadership, under the guardian, and under the gardener, as Imam is there. And being connected with Imam, that is the most important task that we need to have in our life. And this week is going to provide us opportunity that we can inspire ourselves and we can be reconnected with the son of Zahra, Imam Zaman, Ajjalallahu Farajahu Sharif. In upcoming week, our Sunday school is having its graduation. I would like to emphasize on the importance of Sunday school, as Sunday school is another institution that provides teaching to our children, those who cannot come to Al Hadi, those who go to various schools, public schools, but on Sunday they come to Sunday school, and they are being provided the guidance. They can learn Quran, they can be familiar with the Islamic values and akhlaq. That is the Sunday school that is achieving very important task of our community, and we should not look at that as a school that has no value, but we have to give this importance as it deserves. And I appreciate teachers, admin staff, those who are giving and donating hours during the year for this very important institution. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them best of the rewards. In a global situation, as you know that there were election in Iraq, and today Iraq's state of law coalition has officially announced about the prime minister who is elected as a Nouri Maliki, and that is their only candidate for the premiership. We hope that it is going to give opportunity to the community to be a better community in Iraq, and we hope that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give stability to the Muslim Ummah in Iraq, especially as this country is the country where majority of our mu'mineen, they live in this country, and this is a country that has another religious seminary, and this is the country where there are many religious inheritance of Islam, and it is an Islamic country. It is a very valuable country, and we need to work and pray for the stability of this country. There are many global changes. As you know, most of the time you hear weather changes, but sometimes we need to look at global changes as well. One of the most important global change that in the past week, there were agreements between Russia and China. Those who made some major agreements and deals between themselves to have gas from Russia towards China. And the deal was being made, it's worth about $400 billion. But interesting thing that they tried to bypass using the dollar, but they are trying to exchange their currencies. That means Russian currency and Chinese currency is going to be exchanged. So this is a major change. It is a global change. It's not weather change. We will see that this change is going to affect, of course, Asian coalition is building, and countries are moving forward. We can see that a system that was in the past it is failing and people are becoming hopeless because of sometimes not being fair and because of many wrong policies today, those are the steps that are being taken. And the Chinese president in a SAICA conference has announced that we would like to have a security alliance. This is very interesting, that a security alliance with Russia and Iran. So that means Iran is a very important country at the moment, and that China also has realized about this country and importance of this country, which is the second largest country regarding the economy of the world. And it's announcing that we would like to have a security alliance. So that means there were some security alliance in the past, but now another security alliance is becoming and rising toward the east, that they would like to have a security alliance about their affairs, and especially they have announced about the cyber affairs, they would like to have this security alliance. So we hope that something good will come out. Brothers and sisters, in Pakistan, as you know, the target killing is continued, and many valuable personalities, doctors and professionals, they were continuously being targeted, and Pakistani government is not doing anything, even not arresting people, and none of the criminal is being punished yet. We condemn Pakistani government for not taking action against this target killing, and as the major loss is being done, there are hundreds and thousands of people, those who are being killed until now, thousands of professionals are being killed and targeted, and every day it's continued. You would hear, if you see the news, you'd find that every single day a person is being targeted. Today in Pakistan, whole community of Shia, they have protested in various parts of the city. Would like to support our Muslim community and Shia community in that part of the world, and I would like to also give sympathy and give condolences to Mu'mineen and Mu'minat and brothers and sisters, those who have lost their loved ones. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala place them with Shuhada'i Karbala. I ask Allah, may Allah hasten the reappearance of Imam Zaman. May Allah make us from the followers and supporters of Imam Zaman. اللهم عجل لوليك الفرج واجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات بجاه محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر والسلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته.